This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Only if I would actually learn how to hit the right buttons. You know what I'm saying? Joe Mazzetta, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the conversation, part of the solution, as I hope you all would be. Seriously. And again, get involved in the conversation. Head up to my website, therealside.com. You know, there's a lot of information there, a lot going on, a lot you need to know about, if you would. And, you know, we're having that kind of night or you know, that kind of show. It seems to be it's all about, you know, Billy Bob Clinton, the Clintons, and what's going on. Oh, God. Somebody's suggesting I should put the show on TikTok. Is that what it's called? Yeah, TikTok, right? Or whatever. No, I'm not going to give them any time. I'm not going to give them anything of mine. Those people are sick people. The people are running. Anyway, Joe Mazzetta, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. You got to get involved. Got to get engaged. And I mean that sincerely. There is a lot going on out there and a lot of ways to get the information. And look, you know, I've said this to you before a gazillion times. Check me out, too. Don't take everything I say as gospel truth, because I screw up on a regular basis. I tried to get it right. I got all day to play around with it. Well, I shouldn't say that. That doesn't sound right. Not that I got all day. But, you know, again, John Solomon, he's an investigative reporter over at Fox. And he's written a book called Fallout. And I got to tell you something. Check it out at Amazon. Because, you know, there's so much information in that book. The more, and none of this, you know, the sad part about this, real sad part about it, nobody listens to my show or shows like mine are surprised by any of the Clinton information. None of it. Right? Am I wrong? And, but the depth at which it goes, the people that are hanging out, the people that are involved, you're sitting there saying to yourself, there is no way that this went on without anybody knowing about it or speaking up or saying anything. Were they afraid? You know, you heard me talking to Mark a few minutes ago. Were they afraid? That's possible. Very possible. So, again, John Solomon will join me after the break. You know, you talk about the Russia and the Ukraine scandals. You know, as they're unraveling, as the corruption is unraveling, and the greed is exposed, guess what? You're finding out how involved, how detailed the Clintons were involved in all of this. And then we lost Herman Cain this week. And I think, I personally believe that's a big deal. And Herman, I met him back last December. I got to spend a few minutes with him, and then I interviewed him for a few minutes. And I got to tell you, you know, there was something warm about his smile, warm about his handshake. And you know, even though the place was filled with journalists and other people looking at him and talking with him, you just got the feeling you were the only one he cared about at that moment in time. So I felt him to be a real, a genuine man. So I'm going to play that that interview. And again, it truly is. It's only a couple of minutes long. I wish I had got more time with the guy, but you know, they were in a rush. They were trying to move along. And then Solomon at the bottom of the hour. I think you'll learn a lot. You know, a lot of what he says, you're going to go, yeah, okay, all right, Joe, I already knew that. Yeah, but you didn't know to what degree. That was the other thing. You really didn't know and didn't understand as to what degree. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I always appreciate the time that you're spending with us again on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. You know, you heard them this week. You heard them, the big tech giants, talking about how they weren't going to stifle us. They weren't going to slow us down. Although you did hear Zuckerberg, the Zuck, you heard him talking about how they were going to regulate hate speech. They were going to regulate misinformation. But who decides what that misinformation is? Who decides what the hate speech is? Really? These little smorgasbord quick stories. I love these. I love the shorties about you have a NBA player. Oh my God! You ready for this? Who actually stood for the national anthem? Orlando Magic forward Jonathan Isaac. He was the lone player to stand during the national anthem. His teammates and Brooklyn Nets players, they all took a knee to protest a racial injustice. You know, I could really be sad about this. 85% of the guys standing there are black. They're making all kinds of money in the NBA. Even with the shutdowns and everything going on, they're still making all kinds of money. Right? Now, while everybody else was wearing a black Lives Matter shirt, he instead chose to stand with his arms at his back with his Magic, you know, his jersey, his team shirt on. Now, it's also worth noting that Isaac was ruled out for the year, was ruled out for the rest of the season in February after suffering a significant knee injury. He was able to play because of the time lapse between the injury and the NBA. He checked in the game wearing a giant white leg brace. But you know something? Does it really matter? He showed up, he stood, and he made a statement. Joe Mazzini, your host, back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mazzini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Attention listeners interested in food supplies. If you've ever wanted to create an endless, crash-proof stockpile of survival food and do it with very little money, pay close attention. This could be a game changer. Because the cost-effective, do-it-yourself secrets survival food companies won't tell you about are available. Learn all about them at foodshortageusa.com. Check this out. The economic disruption that's occurred in the last 6 months is going to have consequences. Big ones, especially when it comes to food. The availability of food, as well as the inevitable rising prices, which always get passed on to the consumer. The fact is, hyperinflation has huge implications for food and food prices. Smart listeners, you should begin bracing for impact. The good news? There's still time to learn how to get all your garden vegetables into your pantry, stored away, just in case. Learn how at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Guys, try one more thing. One more. I'm going to kick you out of this college. No more fun of any kind.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Listen, I got to know this. I didn't get to know him. I got to spend some time with him, which I consider an honor and a privilege. Herman Cain passed away, left a great legacy behind, and a great story. I'm not going to tell it to you. Look it up. I mean, he's the epitome of the American dream. Many of these guys, especially the black community, that came up through nothing. And, you know, what you hear from the BLM members is, well, they should have had an equal opportunity, should have, would have, could have. I'm sorry. They didn't. But these guys didn't dwell on the negative. They didn't set police cars on fire. They went and made something of themselves. Herman Cain, my interview with him last December.
All right. I'm here with Herman Cain. If you don't know who he is, you've been in a coma for the last 20 years. But, Herman, first of all, thank you for your service to the country. Thank you for what you do. And thank you for sticking up to those people who just constantly want to beat on our president. So God bless. Thank you for that.
Well, you're welcome.
All right. So we've got a real – I mean, this movie is great. I'm in education. I'm actually a trustee for a school board. The problem is we have conservative teachers. We have conservative professors. They won't come forward. How do we protect them? How do we help them come forward and protect them?
You have parents and grandparents go to the school meetings, talk to the administrators and the principals. They won't come forward because the administrators and the principals fold at the least bit of a challenge. That's why we need to be there to back up those conservative teachers whenever anything like that comes up. I tell people all the time, know what they're trying to teach your kids, whether you're a parent or a grandparent, and go to those meetings and stand up to the administration so they won't fold at the least little challenge.
You're standing up for your kids. You're standing up for your grandkids. You're not just standing up to the administration.
Yes.
And the stuff they're teaching these kids in school today. I mean, seriously, you've got kids in college that don't realize they're not going there because of socialism. They're not going there because of communism. Capitalism brought them there. And you've donated and given your time and all that. You couldn't have done that unless you worked under capitalism now, could you?
Unless it was because of capitalism. Look, those kids that are looking for safe spaces to steal the name of the film, they don't realize that capitalism got them into college.
Yeah.
Okay? Capitalism allowed me to do what I have done in my blessed career, and I have a new documentary out called From Poor to CEO that documents me coming from poverty, nothing. I didn't know I was poor. Most poor people back then didn't know they were poor. I worked my way through segregation. I worked my way through up the corporate ladder. Yeah, eventually became a CEO. I'll tell you this story. I was talking to someone earlier. My dad walked off of a farm at the age of 18, literally. He had nothing, nothing. He wanted to go and achieve his American dream. And his American dream was to just have a good job. At one point, he was working three jobs. At one point, he was working two jobs. And then he finally got the one good job. You know what that one job was? Chauffeur for the CEO of the Coca-Cola company. And what he wanted for his son to be the CEO one day. How about that?
That's a great story. And there's a lot of those stories out there, and people don't hear them enough.
They don't know about them.
So let me ask you a question. Now, not to the same degree that the black community suffered it, but I was an Italian kid growing up in Boston. My mom said, we've got to get out of here, brought me to the suburbs, and my God, I was this little greasy guinea kid, you know, I shouldn't be in their schools. And I tell people, you know, we got out of that. We changed that. And I hear about racism. Racism. Is racism today what it was 30, 40, 50 years ago?
No, it's not. It's a whole lot better. But you have some people who want us to believe that it's the same racism as 40, 50 years ago. I'm a living example. Not just because of who I am, but because of the people that I talk to all the time.
Yeah.
I don't feel any racism when I go to lunch or when I go shopping or anything like that. It's the lens of some of the media that wants us to believe that racism is a problem in America. It is not a problem in America. Racism is a problem in some of the media, and racism is a problem with some politicians.
Now, the last thing I'll say to you, that a lot of people, we don't talk about that much, is men of Christian faith, men who believe in God, men who are willing to say that they do. Those men need to step up.
Yes.
But thank you. I mean that sincerely.
Well,
thank you for doing that.
Well, I sometimes on my show, I have a daily show that I post on my website, HermanCain.com. And sometimes I will openly talk about God.
Yeah.
I was so inspired recently at church that I opened my show talking about Philippians 6. Put on your full armor of God.
It's a fight.
Because the evil doers are out there trying to silence us, and we're not going to let it happen on our watch.
No, not going easy. God bless. Keep it up. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, he was a great conversation. The way he handled other people, the way he talked to other people was just wonderful. Seriously. And I enjoyed very much being with him. You know, again, people are moving by you at 100 miles an hour. You know, and I get it. So 855-ROJO, 855 732-552-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, being part of the solution, really. You know, if you don't get involved, if you don't have these conversations with people, how in God's creation are you ever going to get to know these people, get to know about them, get to know what they're about? I mean, I'm being sincere here. So I don't get it. I don't understand. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. As I said to you, when we come back from the break, I'm going to bring, obviously, I recorded this earlier with John Solomon. And I found John to be, you know, just an honest, upright, easygoing guy. Now, when we start seeing what's coming out in the paperwork today, right? John's book is perfect. It's called Fallout. Now, according to Greg Jarrett, as the Russian and Ukraine scandals are unraveled, corruption and greed exposed, no one is better uncovering the truth than John Solomon. And he proves in his you know, and again, whether you're left or right, journalists loves this guy. They have a lot of respect for this guy. In 2015, a major story broke exposing Hillary Clinton's role in approving the sale of American uranium assets to Russia. Now, not only did the sale of uranium, or Uranium One, put 20% of the American's domestic uranium supply under control of Vladimir Putin, there was also evidence that the Clintons themselves made a boatload of money. You just heard about the things that they were willing to do to make money. Again, when we come back, John Solomon, don't go far. A lot more coming up. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Over 25 million people will be losing access to the extra $600 in federal unemployment benefits that were designed to help jobless workers keep afloat after the coronavirus pandemic brought the economy to a standstill. Lawmakers are still haggling over the next stimulus bill. Democrats pushing for the extension of the $600 in extra aid, but Republicans only seeking $200 per week. Most workers have already received their final July check to include the $600 in extra pay, according to the National Employment Law Project. Many states disperse their unemployment benefits on weeks that end on Saturdays or Sundays, which means the final benefits were sent to jobless workers on July 25th or July 26th. The impact to households and the U.S. economy will be immense. Even if lawmakers come to an agreement next week on a deal to extend extra unemployment benefits, there will be a gap of at least 2 weeks until jobless workers get new aid. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you have any hobbies?
I collect spores, molds, and fungus.
We are back. Almost. So if you saw me choking on my drink... Showman Senior Hall, just in real sight on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Let me just get to it so I get my throat back. And you probably want to hear more from this guy than me anyhow. We're back at it again. I am very excited to have this man on with me. I've been following him over the last few years. And, you know, you don't get too many reporters that are really willing to put themselves out there, tell the truth, and have to put up with some of the, we'll say the fallout for what goes on around them. His new book, Fallout, Nuclear Bribes, Russian Spies, and the Washington Lies That Enrich the Clinton and Biden Dynasties, which in my humble opinion is really what everybody in D.C. is all upset about. John Solomon, thanks so much for being with me. I appreciate your time with me.
It's an honor to join you today.
You know, and as I said to you, you know, during the break or just before we came on, I mean it sincerely. You've been one of those guys that you don't let things slide. You've been honest and not afraid to report things and the real story, if you would. And I appreciate that because there's not many of you guys left out there. So
yeah, no, the last few years have kind of exposed a gap in the credibility and capabilities of the journalism industry, and you've seen it. I mean, just a couple of weeks ago, we saw Pete Strzok's notes come out. Keep in mind that Pete Strzok, the former FBI agent who oversaw the Russia collusion case, was no fan of Donald Trump. Remember, he wrote in a text message, "I'm going to stop him from being president." And even he couldn't resist the temptation to write a memo saying the marquee story that the New York Times wrote alleging collusion, the one that drove us all into a frenzy in February 17, the claim that the Russians and Trump were caught on U.S. intelligence intercepts coordinating the election. He wrote a memo saying all 9 facts in that story. All 9. They didn't have a single one right. They were all wrong. That's the state of journalism today. And so I feel lucky to work alongside people and with people that support telling the truth. And our new website, justthenews.com, is just about that. And I think the most important thing we bring to the table, we're not so arrogant as to say you have to trust us because we're the media. We write a story, and then we have an extra tab called Dig In. It's everything in our notebook to dig in. You click on that, you can look at the documents, the video, the audio, the links, the footnotes, everything we've had to build the story, and you can make up your own mind. We're in the business of information, not indoctrination. I wish more of my colleagues in the media would follow suit.
Well, you know, I've been encouraging people not to discourage the Dems from being who they are. After watching those hearings for the last few days, I said, look, you know, here you have the mainstream media, if you would. I'm not going to make fun like everybody else does, but you have the mainstream media sitting there telling you about these peaceful protests while there's a building on fire behind the reporter. Or as somebody goes running behind the back of the reporter, throws a Molotov cocktail at a building, you watch the flames come out and they're talking about peaceful protests. They really must have a low opinion of the general populace in this country. It's just crazy.
The American people are always smarter. And that's one of the things I learned to remain humble as a journalist, which is if you think you're smart as a journalist, just remember the people you're serving are always smarter. And I think time and again, the American people are able to separate fact from fiction, even with the news media feeding them a lot of fiction these days. They're pretty smart. They get it.
Yep.
They know what they stand for, and they know what the facts are. They just have to work a little extra harder to get them these days.
All right, so let's talk about your book, Fallout. And it's really just a culmination from your reporting from back to 2017, isn't it? I mean, sincerely,
it is.
This reporting that you put together and just bringing it together so we can all read it and understand it as it flows through, correct?
It is. The idea was to, because so much of the revelations about what happened that was wrong, the abuses in Russia, the Russia collusion investigation were episodic. Right? Something would happen, you'd go 6 months, something else would happen, you wouldn't even know they were connected. We tried to put it through a narrative, and we tried to answer one important question. And there's 150 little mini new revelations in the book, but they add up to one big story. And the story is the reason we ended up with the Russia collusion investigation and the Ukraine impeachment. Two consecutive bogus scandals driven by the media and the Democrats is that there had to be a cover-up. The Democrats, and particularly Hillary Clinton and the Obama-Biden-Clinton team, wanted to cover up their biggest foreign policy failure, known as the Russian reset, the redo of our relations with Russia. That failed miserably. And they needed to cover up the fact that while they were failing miserably at that policy, there were lots of Democrats getting rich off of the Russia reboot. So you had a little bit of corruption in the foreign policy, and we know for sure that the motive for why they went out and hired Fusion GPS and Christopher Steele, and we end up with a dossier, because we found a poll that Hillary Clinton's campaign did in the summer of 2015 that found that of all the things in her life that were controversial, whether it was Whitewater or Benghazi or the email scandal, the single biggest thing that voters said in this secret non-public poll that made them unlikely to vote for Hillary Clinton, 53% of the voters said it was the perception that Bill and Hillary Clinton used their foundation to cash in, the Clinton Foundation to cash in on the failed Russia policy. The allegations that Peter Schweitzer, the author, made famous in the book Clinton Cash, that was the biggest impediment. And so according to our interviews with Clinton campaign officials, they set out to neutralize that issue. They started with an opposition research project. Eventually, it brings in Christopher Steele and Fusion GPS. He walks it into the FBI, and that is the origins of a fake scandal.
Wow. So the real story was ignored, which was the Russian reboot and everything around it, huh? You know, it's just amazing. Go ahead.
Yeah. Very important that people understand it. There's a failed foreign policy that Obama, Biden, and Clinton were part of. Listen, they took it. I don't think they did it intentionally. I think they had honest beliefs that they gave away a lot of gifts to Vladimir Putin and Russia that they would suddenly turn into our friends. But Vladimir Putin, a former KGB agent himself, had a different plan. Let me take everything I can get from the United States for free, and then I'll invade Ukraine and Crimea and pull the rug out from under the Obama administration. And the book tells that story. And what's most tragic about the story, the Obama administration in real time was being warned that this is what Putin was doing. Why were they being warned? The FBI had an undercover informant inside the Russian nuclear monopoly known as Rosatom, the one that got billions of dollars of contracts from the Obama administration, bought the uranium one purchased underneath our ground, the ore underneath our ground, helped get Skolkovo, an alternative to the Silicon Valley in Russia, built. This guy's warning them, undercover for 7 years, warning the Obama administration, hey, he's trying to harm us. Hey, they're corrupt and crooked. They're bribing people, kickback, money laundering, extortion. The FBI's briefing it up the chain to the top levels of the Obama administration, and they ignored it and kept following the policy. That's why it's such a major foreign policy failure.
You know, we've got to go for a quick break, but I got to tell you, the funniest thing about this was when John Kerry was standing at the podium, if you recall, saying, and he was told that Russia was invading Ukraine, and he's like, No, that doesn't happen. People don't do that today. I'm thinking, oh my God, what's in that cup that you're drinking? Anyway, people, we'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. I'm talking to John Solomon, his new book, Fallout. We'll hit more of that on the other side of the break. Yes, on the other side of the break. But listen, seriously, people, I mean, pick up these books, or if you're not a book reader, you know, they have the audio portion of it. There's a million ways, truly, to make this happen. And I believe in supporting these people. I believe in supporting the, the people we bring on, right? And John's been around for a long time. Fox gave him permission to come on, a dozen shows, two dozen shows, or what have you. And I'm kind of honored to be one of them, because usually they don't choose shows like mine for those guys to come on. But anyhow, I do appreciate it. But we've known this stuff has been going on forever. And I know many of you, I'm watching you already know that the corruption that went on with the Clintons and others. I don't know how we stop it. Many people are upset that Barr isn't moving fast enough. President Trump, when he gets his four more years, will there be anything to stop him? Will he crank forward even harder? Because frankly, I think he would have cranked forward a little harder now, but the Dems stop him around every corner. And it doesn't matter what he's doing, they're stopping him. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. If you head up to the website, therealside.com, you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot happening there. All right? Also, give up a cup of coffee. Press the donation button. One cup of coffee, $5. Won't kill you. And you can sign up if you want text alerts. Simply text TRS to 77222. That's TRS to 77222. And it's one of the ways, again, to get information on the show. Let your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones. Now, look, we're trying to move off of Facebook. We're trying to move off of Twitter. I can't get some of you. I'm going to corral you and pull you along with me. You got to pay attention to what's happening. They are stifling us around every corner. You can say you're going to sit there and fight, but as a friend of mine said, it's like shoveling crap against the tide. So find a platform we can all get along on, or at least talk on. And so right now, we're pushing Parler, we're pushing Spreely.com. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back. Because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407.
1-800-900-8407.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Not that I care, but where is your husband?
Why, he's dead.
I'll bet he's just using that as an excuse.
We are back.
Dr. Giuliano.
Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Let's get back at it. You know, I had John Solomon recorded an interview about his book. And, you know, it seems like it's Clinton night. But we all know about the Clintons. There's nothing new here. You know, I mean, it's great that the book calls out specifically what was going on and when, and John can you know, nail them in his investigative reporting. But it's just amazing to me how long they have been getting away with this. We're back at it. I'm so happy to have with me John Solomon's with me, his new book, Fallout, Nuclear Bribes, Russian Spies, and the Washington Lies That Enriched the Clintons and the Biden Dynasty, and so many more. Actually, if you really think about it, see who was going on around them, you've got to check out his site, justthenews.com, justthenews.com. And like I tell you, we have some similarities here, John, because I do the same thing with people. I say, look, I bring you the stories. I do the best I can. You look them up. You do some of your own investigation. Don't be so lazy that you're a victim of your last last tweet story that you saw, or byline, if you would, that you saw. People, we've got to do some of our own homework as well. And again, thanks for being with me. I really do appreciate your time.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thanks for the attention to the book. I'm very grateful.
So what were some of the major cover-ups that came to light or started dripping out as you've been investigating through this? You've seen the reports that have been declassified. Did it shore up things that you already knew?
Yes, absolutely. In fact, I've often said, I know people give me a lot of credit, I said, I think I was wrong about this. It's way worse than I thought when I started reporting on this. I had no idea if you wrote a spy novel that would have more of these elements, I don't think Tom Clancy could come up with all of the twists and turns that we now know. You got the Russians figuring out before the Americans that Christopher Steele's working for Hillary Clinton, and they're feeding him disinformation to dirty up Donald Trump. And then the CIA, because they don't pay attention to their own evidence, they conclude, well, Vladimir Putin's trying to help Donald Trump win the election. Well, of course he isn't. He was actually feeding dirt to Hillary Clinton to help her defeat him. So the CIA gets the analysis wrong. Hillary Clinton, Joe Biden's Ukraine energy advisor, John Podesta, the campaign Clinton campaign chairman and Clinton acolyte, lots of different people, Bill Clinton himself, who gets a $500,000 check from Moscow, were failing at foreign policy, and they're getting money into their companies, into their speeches and their wallets and into their foundations. It's why I think the American public got so fed up in 2016 and had the drain the swamp election that they did, because for most of the 2009 to 2016 period, a lot of people were getting rich off of bad foreign policy, and a lot of it was sitting in the open, but it was all hidden by subterfuge. And I think now that the Clancy novel has been unraveled, and we have a clear picture of exactly what happened. Our FBI, our U.S. intelligence agencies were used to carry out a political dirty trick against Donald Trump.
You know, the sad part about all this, I have family in the FBI, still active in the FBI. I have family that have been Boston police and others throughout the years. They were so disheartened at these times. I mean, the rank and file was just very upset at what was going on and what was going on at the upper level.
Were.
But they don't have the power or whatever to turn things around. I think you're starting to see cracks. I think you're starting to see people willing to step up. But I got to ask you a question, and it's not a conspiracy question. I don't mean it that way at all. When you started digging this stuff up, when you're writing about this stuff, were you concerned at all about your safety? Were you concerned at all with some of the rocks that you were turning over?
No, I've never worried about that, and maybe that's naive of me, but no, I really haven't. I've never really felt threatened. I think, the biggest threat I faced was an effort to censor me, my own profession, which had given me some of the highest awards in journalism. Right? I've won the SPJ, Society of Professional Journalists Award, several times. I won the Robert F. Kennedy Journalism Award a couple of times, so supervised two Pulitzer Prize-winning finalist packages, and all of a sudden, the profession, because I was rowing against their stories, turned against me, and I think that was the biggest threat I faced. It was frustrating because I knew what I was reporting was right, and yet I'd have, people in my own profession calling me a conspiracy theorist or a clown. But I think sticking to the facts, not taking things personally, and just continue to rely on getting the truth out is, prevailed to get the story out, and that's what we're here to do.
As you're doing your investigations, you're doing your work in this, it's not just the Clintons, it's, not just the Bidens of the world, and I'm not asking you to get, all into the weeds with all this, but I think the biggest problem that Trump brings to D.C. for those people is the fact that whether he's doing it on purpose or not, he is uncovering how much money these people are making, as you said earlier, with foreign policy, through the Clintons, through the Bidens, and how deep their tentacles go into all of this. This is why it's so hard to unwind it, isn't it?
It is. Listen, if you want to find out what's going on in Washington, follow the money. But the money is getting more complicated to follow, and you've got all these cutouts and third parties and shadow groups. And so, following the money, and Watergate was pretty easy, right? You went to the safe, you found the milk money, and we knew what the scandal was. But here you've got four and five intermediaries that are all moving money between different entities, and it takes a lot longer to do that. If you go to the book Fallout, you'll see that 120 pages of the book are the footnotes. Why did we do that? Because we wanted our readers to see every fact, and they could follow the same trail that we wrote about. Don't take our word for it. You can check it out for yourself. But that's how many footnotes it took to figure out the scandal. There just are so many intricacies of, first, hiding the money, and then, two, creating false reality. I think one of the greatest threats that we identify in Chapter 10 of the book is that this Russia collusion scandal is the ultimate presentation, the ultimate fulfillment of watching weapons that we created in our own intelligence community to create disinformation and information warfare and propaganda in our enemies, you know, to make our enemies fall from within, have now been turned on the American people. When you look at the dirty trick that is Russia collusion, our FBI, our CIA, our news media created a false reality that was very believable to a lot of people. How did they do it? They doctored documents. They ignored evidence. They lied to a court. They lied to Congress. Those sort of subterfuges used to be reserved for our enemies, but now the American public, the American Congress, the FISA court were all victims of one of the most sophisticated disinformation campaigns in American history. And why I go on Sean Hannity a lot and talk about this, if the people who carry this out aren't punished severely, this will become the new norm. And that's what scares me. We talk in Chapter 10 about the decade of deception. There has to be a reckoning, or this will be the new norm of America. And if it becomes the new norm, we're no longer that great constitutional republic our fathers gave us. It will become a banana republic like we used to mock in Latin America.
I am 100% in agreement with you, and I keep saying that. You know, if nobody is brought to justice, then we have no law. The law, or at least the law, doesn't apply to a certain group. I'll put it that way. And when I watch just again going back to the hearings with the General Barr, I'm looking at that and I'm saying nothing is hidden anymore. Nothing is subtle anymore. It is right out in front because they don't see any chance of them either getting caught or getting put in handcuffs or anything along those lines. And I've got to ask you, with your record, do you think Durham is going to make anything happen? Are people really going to get arrested or indicted in this case?
There's certainly indications that process is deeply underway, and I've said this a few times over the last couple months. Since about mid-April, I've seen a significant amount of activity consistent with what happens when you build a criminal case. Documents being gathered, witnesses being interviewed, cooperation deals being discussed, pressure being applied to people who've been reluctant to tell the truth. All of that is going on behind the scenes, and it appears when you talk to the witnesses, the defense lawyers, the people in the know, because, by the way, unlike the Comey-McCabe FBI, John Durham's investigation hasn't leaked one iota. It is a tight list. No one's talking. But the evidence, what you can see outwardly, is a very large-scale criminal investigation that appears to be looking at three things: false statements, conspiracy to defraud the United States by lying to the FISA court or misleading the Congress, and then there may be some ancillary crimes related to violations of civil liberties. All of that's been worked on for quite some time. But in this highly polarized environment, we won't know whether a grand jury in the city of Washington, D.C., that's 90% Democrat, will have the willingness to indict the people that committed these crimes, which, by the way, are not in dispute anymore. We now know an FBI agent doctored a document. We know people lied. It's been proven. The question is, will they be brought to account with criminal charges? And until the grand jury forewoman or foreman hands up the indictment, we won't know. But John Durham's investigation looks like a very serious, expansive, hard-charging criminal investigation. There are signs all over Washington, and most of the key figures have lawyered up, which is a good sign that something big is going on.
Well, from your lips to God's ears, because I'm on board with you in saying that if nothing happens here, I don't wish it, I don't hope it happens, but I think you're going to see a revolution of some kind. People are going to get fed up, because when you back somebody into a corner, when people feel like they're in, you know, justice is not being served, you're going to have a major league problem. His book is Fallout. If you don't follow him now, you should follow him. John Solomon, always a pleasure to have you with me. And also, people, you need to check out the website, justthenews.com, justthenews.com. John, God bless for what you're doing. Thanks for being an honest guy, and we'll have you back, I hope, someday.
My pleasure. Thanks again for having me on.
I was John Solomon, and he's with Fox News. And, you know, again, justthenews.com. Isn't that great? An actual... A publication that is strictly about just the news. He gives you the facts, he lets you figure it out on your own. And, man, that's like we've never seen that before, right? Anyway, look, I appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, being part of the solution. If you've got authors you want me to have on the show, people you want me to interview, topics, books, what have you, send them to me. Send them to joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. And I really do appreciate the emails you send. Look, even if we're not on the same page, I still appreciate the emails that you send, whether you believe it or not. So be involved, be engaged. Remember what I keep telling you, it all starts local. So look at who's running this November. Look who's running to support you. to take care of your community and make sure they'll really do it. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. We want you back here. Check out the website. Be safe.